This is the reading for February 7th. Psalm 38. Lord, don't correct me when you are angry. Don't punish me when you are furious. Your arrows have wounded me, and your hand has come down on me. My body is sick from your punishment. Even my bones are not healthy because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me. Like a load, it weighs me down. My sores stink and become infected because I was foolish. I am bent over and bowed down. I am sad all day long. I am burning with fever and my whole body is sore. I am weak and faint. I moan from the pain I feel. Lord, you know everything I want. My cries are not hidden from you. My heart pounds and my strength is gone. I am losing my sight. Because of my wounds, my friends and neighbors avoid me, and my relatives stay far away. Some people set traps to kill me. Those who want to hurt me plan trouble. All day long they think up lies. I am like a deaf man, I cannot hear. Like a mute, I cannot speak. I am like a person who does not hear, who has no answer to give. I trust you, Lord. You will answer, my Lord and God. I said, don't let them laugh at me or brag when I am defeated. I am about to die, and I cannot forget my pain. I confess my guilt. I am troubled by my sin. My enemies are strong and healthy, and many hate me for no reason. They repay me with evil for the good I did. They lie about me because I try to do good. Lord, don't leave me. My God, don't go away. Quickly come and help me, my Lord and Savior. Exodus chapter 25. The Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to bring me gifts. Receive for me the gifts each person wants to give. These are the gifts that you should receive from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and red thread, fine linen, goat hair, sheepskins that are dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil to burn in the lamps, spices for sweet-smelling incense, and the special olive oil poured on a person's head to make him a priest, onyx stones and other jewels to be put on the holy vest and the chest covering. The people must build a holy place for me so that I can live among them. Build this holy tent and everything in it by the plan I will show you. Use acacia wood and build an ark 45 inches long, 27 inches wide, and 27 inches high. Cover the ark inside and out with pure gold, and put a gold strip all around it. Make four gold rings for the ark and attach them to its 4 feet, 2 rings on each side. Then make poles from acacia wood and cover them with gold. Put the poles through the rings on the sides of the ark and use these poles to carry it. These poles must always stay in the rings of the ark. Do not take them out. Then put in the ark the agreement which I will make with you. Then make a lid of pure gold for the ark. This is the mercy seat. Make it 45 inches long and 27 inches wide. Then hammer gold to make 2 creatures with wings and put one on each side of the lid. Attach 1 creature on one end of the lid and the other creature on the other end. Make them to be 1 piece with a lid at the ends. The creature's wings should be spread upward, covering the lid, and the creatures are to face each other across the lid. Put this lid on top of the ark and put in the ark the agreement which I will make with you. I will meet with you there above the lid between the 2 winged creatures on the ark of the agreement. There I will give you all my commands for the Israelites. Make a table out of acacia wood, 36 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 27 inches high. Cover it with pure gold and put a gold strip around it. Make a frame 3 inches high that stands up all around the edge and put a gold strip around it. Then make 4 gold rings. Attach them to the 4 corners of the table where the 4 legs are. Put the rings close to the frame around the top of the table because they will hold the poles for carrying it. Make the poles out of acacia wood, cover them with gold, and carry the table with these poles. Make the plates and bowls for the table, as well as the jars and cups, out of pure gold. They will be used for pouring out the drink offerings. On this table put the bread that shows you are in my presence, so that it is always there in front of me. Hammer pure gold to make a lampstand. Its base, stand, flower-like cups, buds, and petals must all be joined together in one piece. The lampstand must have 6 branches going out from its sides, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. Each branch must have 3 cups shaped like almond flowers on it. Each cup must have a bud and a petal. Each of the 6 branches going out from the lampstand must be the same, and there must be 4 more cups made like almond flowers on the lampstand itself. These cups must also have buds and petals. Put a bud under each pair of branches that goes out from the lampstand. Each of the 6 branches going out from the lampstand must be the same. The branches, buds, and lampstand must be made of one piece, hammered out of pure gold. Then make 7 small oil lamps and put them on the lampstand so that they give light to the area in front of it. The wick trimmers and trays must be made of pure gold. Use 75 pounds of pure gold to make the lampstand and everything with it. Be very careful to make them by the plan I showed you on the mountain. Exodus chapter 26. Make for the holy tent 10 curtains of fine linen and blue, purple, and red thread. Have a skilled craftsman sew designs of creatures with wings on the pieces of cloth. Make each curtain the same size, 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. Sew 5 curtains together for one set and sew the other curtains together for the second set. Make loops of blue cloth on the edge of the end curtain of one set and do the same for the end curtain of the other set. Make 50 loops on the end curtain of the first set and 50 loops on the end curtain of the second set. These loops must be opposite each other, and make 50 gold hooks to join the 2 sets of curtains so that the holy tent is one piece. Then make another tent that will cover the holy tent, using 11 curtains made from goat hair. All these curtains must be the same size, 45 feet long and 6 feet wide. Sew 5 of the curtains together into one set. Then sew the other 6 curtains together into the second set. Fold the 6th curtain double over the front of the tent. Make 50 loops down the edge of the end curtain of one set and do the same for the end curtain of the other set. Then make 50 bronze hooks and put them in the loops to join the tent together so that the covering is one piece. Let the extra half piece of cloth hang over the back of the holy tent. There will be 18 inches hanging over the sides of the holy tent to protect it. Make a covering for the holy tent from sheepskins colored red, and over that make a covering from fine leather. Use acacia wood to make upright frames for the holy tent. Each frame must be 15 feet long and 27 inches wide, with 2 pegs side by side. Every frame must be made the same way. Make 20 frames for the south side of the holy tent. Each frame must have 2 silver bases to go under it, a peg fitting into each base. You must make 40 silver bases for the frames. Make 20 more frames for the north side of the holy tent and 40 silver bases for them, 2 bases for each frame. You must make 6 frames for the rear or west end of the holy tent and 2 frames for each corner at the rear. The 2 frames are to be doubled at the bottom and joined at the top with a metal ring. Both corner frames must be made this way. So there will be a total of 8 frames at the rear of the tent, and there will be 16 silver bases, 2 bases under each frame. Make crossbars of acacia wood to connect the upright frames of the holy tent. Make 5 crossbars to hold the frames together on one side, and 5 to hold the frames together on the other side. Also, make 5 crossbars to hold the frames together on the west end at the rear. The middle crossbar is to be set halfway up the frames, and it is to run along the entire length of each side and rear. Make gold rings on the sides of the frames to hold the crossbars, and cover the frames and the crossbars with gold. Set up the holy tent by the plan shown to you on the mountain. Make a curtain of fine linen and blue, purple, and red thread, and have a skilled craftsman sew designs of creatures with wings on it. Hang the curtain by gold hooks on four posts of acacia wood that are covered with gold and set them in four silver bases. Hang the curtain from the hooks in the roof and put the Ark of the Agreement containing the two stone tablets behind it. This curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the lid on the Ark of the Agreement in the most holy place. Outside the curtain, put the table on the north side of the holy tent. Put the lampstand on the south side of the holy tent across from the table. Then, for the entrance of the tent, make a curtain with fine linen and blue, purple, and red thread. Someone who can sew well is to sew designs on it. Make five posts of acacia wood covered with gold. Make gold hooks for them on which to hang the curtain, and make five bronze bases for them.
Chapter 24.
As Jesus left the temple courtyard and was walking away, his disciples came to him. They proudly pointed out to him the temple buildings. Jesus said to them, "You see all these buildings, don't you? I can guarantee this truth, not one of these stones will be left on top of another. Each one will be torn down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will this happen? What will be the sign that you are coming again? And when will the world come to an end?" Jesus answered them, "Be careful not to let anyone deceive you. Many will come using my name. They will say, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will deceive many people. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Don't be alarmed. These things must happen, but they don't mean that the end has come. Nation will fight against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these are only the beginning pains of the end. Then they will hand you over to those who will torture and kill you. All nations will hate you because you are committed to me. Then many will lose faith. They will betray and hate each other. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. And because there will be more and more lawlessness, most people's love will grow cold. But the person who endures to the end will be saved. This good news about the kingdom will be spread throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. The prophet Daniel said that the disgusting thing that will cause destruction will stand in the holy place. When you see this, let the reader take note. Those of you in Judea should flee to the mountains. Those who are on the roof should not come down to get anything out of their houses. Those who are in the field should not turn back to get their coats. How horrible it will be for the women who are pregnant or who are nursing babies in those days. Pray that it will not be winter or a day of worship when you flee. There will be a lot of misery at that time, a kind of misery that has not happened from the beginning of the world until now, and will certainly never happen again. If God does not reduce the number of those days, no one will be saved. But those days will be reduced because of those whom God has chosen. At that time, don't believe anyone who tells you, 'Here is the Messiah,' or 'There he is.' False Christs and false prophets will appear. They will work spectacular, miraculous signs and do wonderful things to deceive, if possible, even those whom God has chosen. Listen, I have told you this before it happens. So if someone tells you he is in the desert, don't go out looking for him. And don't believe anyone who says he's in a secret place. The Son of Man will come again just as lightning flashes from east to west. Vultures will gather wherever there is a dead body. Immediately after the misery of those days, the sun will turn dark, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the universe will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. All the people on the earth will cry in agony when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds in the sky with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and from every direction under the sky, they will gather those whom God has chosen. Learn from the story of the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, you know that he is near, at the door. I can guarantee this truth: this generation will not disappear until all these things take place. the earth and the heavens will disappear, but my words will never disappear. No one knows when that day or hour will come. Even the angels in heaven and the Son don't know. Only the Father knows. When the Son of Man comes again, it will be exactly like the days of Noah. In the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, and getting married until the day that Noah went into the ship. They were not aware of what was happening until the flood came and swept all of them away. That is how it will be when the Son of Man comes again. At that time, two men will be working in the field. One will be taken and the other one will be left. Two women will be working in a mill. One will be taken and the other one will be left. Therefore, be alert, because you don't know on what day your Lord will return. You realize that if a homeowner had known at what time of the night a thief was coming, he would have stayed awake. He would not have let the thief break into his house. Therefore, you too must be ready, because the Son of Man will return when you least expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant? The master will put that person in charge of giving the other servants their food at the right time. That servant will be blessed if his master finds him doing this job when he comes. I can guarantee this truth. He will put that servant in charge of all his property. On the other hand, that servant, if he is wicked, may think that it will be a long time before his master comes. The servant may begin to beat the other servants and eat and drink with the drunks. His master will return unexpectedly. Then his master will severely punish him and assign him a place with the hypocrites. People will cry and be in extreme pain there.